The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass away from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these my commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace in the name of our Creator God and Christ Jesus, who calls us to be who we are, salt and light. Amen. People of God, be who you are. You are the salt of the earth. By or because of you, the world will be preserved, and thanks to your presence, the world's true nature and flavor will be revealed. We have a call to preserve creation and to reveal its true nature and flavor, if you will. Be who you are. You are the light of the world. You will expose truth, bringing judgment, helping your sisters or brothers find their way. And if you live as true light in the world, you bring glory not to yourselves, but to God. From verse 16 of our lesson today, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. In the next chapter of Matthew, Jesus continues talking about true light given to God. As the Sermon on the Mount goes on, the warnings against giving alms or praying or fasting publicly to gain acclaim. But those who receive our offerings, Jesus taught, be unable to trace their source, assuming that their blessings come from God, and they happily glorify God and not us. So friends in Christ, be who you are, salt and light for the world. In an old Peanuts cartoon strip, Peppermint Patty is talking to Charlie Brown. She begins, "Guess what, Chuck? The first day of school, and I got sent to the principal's office. It was your fault, Chuck." And the next friend he replies, "My fault? How could it be my fault? Why do you say that everything is my fault?" In the final frame, she answers, "You're my friend, aren't you, Chuck? You should have been a better influence on me." Be who you are. If a friend, a good influence. People of faith, be who you are, salt and light for the world. And for those who observe the growing dishonesty and corruption and immorality and violence of our time, Anglican theologian John Stott offers this ongoing reflection about fault. He writes, Whose fault is it? Let me put it like this. If the house is dark at night, there is no sense in blaming the house. That's what happens when the sun goes down. The question is, where is the light? And if meat goes bad, there's no sense in blaming the meat. That's what happens when bacteria are allowed to breed unchecked. The question to ask is, where is the salt to preserve? So if society becomes corrupt like a dark night or a stinking fish, there's no sense in blaming society. That's what happens when fallen human society is left to itself and human evil is unrestrained and unchecked. And he concludes, the question is, where is the church? Where are we, church? Be who you are, sisters and brothers. Salt for the earth. Light for the world. Now, when Jesus' original hearers encountered this teaching, describing them as salt of the earth, they heard a well-worn Jewish image. Valparaiso University theologian Fred Niedner cites an old rabbinic teaching which they would have known. It's a rabbinic teaching which asks, can the saltiness of salt be removed? And the rabbis had an answer. Only if mixed with the afterbirth of a mule. Didn't think I was going there, did you? Can the saltiness of salt be removed? The rabbis answer, only if mixed with the afterbirth of a mule. You see, as you try to wrap your head around that image, mules are hybrid creatures, and they do not procreate. Mules are the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse. They're different species, and what we've learned is they have different sets of chromosomes, actually a different number of them. And we know in our time that the different structure and number of chromosomes prevents them from pairing properly and from creating successful embryos, rendering most mules simply infertile. The ancients knew about that infertility. What they knew simply was that mules did not successfully become pregnant. So there's an underlying message here. If the saltiness of salt can only be removed if mixed with the afterbirth of a mule, the one thing that can remove the saltiness of salt does not exist. You cannot be something other than salt for the earth. If you are salt of the earth, nothing can make you something else. You must surely function as salt. And by or because of you, the world will be preserved. And thanks to your presence, the world's nature and flavor will be revealed. Take note. Jesus does not call upon us to aspire to be salt or light. He says simply, you are the salt of the earth. And the answer to the riddle in the gospel of how salt has lost its taste and have its saltiness restored, from the rabbi's perspective, is the saltiness cannot be lost. This is in you. Created in the image of God, salt of the earth, you have no choice. This is in you. You are the light of the world. Don't hide your light. For the world needs your illuminating discipleship. You are light, even if you put your light under a basket. A light and hope in the middle of wintertime, yes, but even more importantly, in the middle of this world's not so good news. And we are not to hide our salt of the earth, light of the world identity. We are to live into them. In the words of Isaiah, when fulfilling our calling to loose the bonds of injustice and to let the oppressed go free and to share our bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into our home, when fulfilling our call to be salt and light for the world, then the prophet said, your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up for all nations. Isaiah was pleading that we embrace our identity and the fullness of life to which we have been born, to give freedom from oppression and bread for the hungry and homes for those who have none and clothing to those who are naked. For if we lose this vision, if we give in to other values, if we forget God's longing for justice, our salt has lost its taste. But we're created to bring God's justice to the world. And as the rabbis taught, salt losing its taste is about as likely as mixing salt with afterbirth of a mule. You are the salt of the earth. And we have a call to just living. And it's not always possible that it's actually in us. Remember, the one who is our bread is with us and within us, empowering us, activating us to be salt and light in this world, we who are made in the image of God. Then our light will break forth like the dawn, and healing for the nations. In the prophet's aspiration, amen.